And it's time to talk sport now with Andre Leslie. Andre, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
More controversy at the Swimming World Championships around the Chinese swimmer Sun Yang.
Yeah, the Chinese swimmer has won gold in the 200-metre freestyle after Danis Rapsis was disqualified. But the real drama came after the race when Sun Yang taunted British swimmer Duncan Scott for refusing to pose for a photo with him on the main podium. He said, "You're a loser, I'm winning." He said very loudly in earshot of the cameras, and Scott dealt with it very well, smiled wryly and just continued walking.
But so, Andre, did the British swimmer refuse to stand on the podium too, as the Australian swimmer did?
He stood on the podium, but at the photo, but he was yelled at by Sun Yang during that process, and then afterwards, when they posed for a traditional photo with the winner and the second and third, he refused to pose for that photo. He said to British press afterwards, "I'm Team Mac," and that's of course a reference to Mac Horton's protest on Sunday night, where he refused to stand on the podium with Sun Yang as well. The backstory is that Sun Yang is possibly involved in a doping violation. It's going to be investigated by the Court of Arbitration for Sport after this event, but many swimmers seemingly don't want Sun Yang there at the meet.
Okay. Australia's batsmen struggle, looking a little bit wobbly ahead of the Ashes.
Yeah, they're looking really wobbly, Fran. This was this internal match that I talked about yesterday. They're playing at Southampton, and Brad Haddin's team all out for 105. So David,
105?
Yeah, it's not good, is it? No. David Warner out for 4. Marcus Harris, his potential opening partner when the Ashes start up on August 1, he was out for 6.
Who was bowling at them?
The other Australians. So Michael Nisa got 4 wickets.
Oh, well, there's some good news there, I
Jackson
suppose.
Jackson Bird. Yeah, I mean, good news for the Australian bowlers. They look great. Lots of good catching, lots of good fielding, but, yeah, just not enough runs. And then when that first team was all out and Graham Hicks' side went in, it was just as bad. They were 7 for 96 by the close of play. So no one scoring any runs. Steve Smith out for 9. Mitchell Marsh with a top score of 29. So Australia looking a bit dodgy there.
Yeah, let's hope the Brits weren't watching. And just briefly, Socceroo Robbie Crews returning home to the A-League.
Yeah, that's right. He signed a 2-year deal with Melbourne Victory. He's been overseas for 8 years, playing in Germany, most recently with Bochum. He's a 75-match veteran of the Socceroos, and he gives Melbourne Victory a big boost ahead of this coming A-League season, which they'll need because Sydney FC have really stocked up.
Okay. Andre, thank you very much. More sport from you at 7:30.
Thanks, Fran.
And Andre Leslie is back with some more sports news now. Hello, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's talk cycling. Caleb Ewan has won his second stage of this year's Tour de France. Pretty good going.
Yeah, it's pretty good from the 25-year-old Sydney sider. It's a question now is whether he can get a hat-trick on the Champs-Élysées on the final stage. But for the moment, he got a win in a bunch sprint on stage 16. Aussie Michael Matthews also ended in sixth, so a good day for the Australians. Overall, Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe is in the lead. He's got a lead of over 90 seconds ahead of Britain's Geraint Thomas, who crashed when his gears jammed with 130 kilometres to go. So absolute nightmare for all cyclists there. But he got back on his bike and he still finished the stage.
And Andre, in the NRL, the rules around shoulder charge, it's really got people talking.
Yeah, it seems to really be causing some issues, especially from this latest round, Fran. Viliami Kikau has been given a 2-week ban for his alleged shoulder charge on Darren Nicholls in Penrith's match against St George on Friday night. This despite appearing to make an effort to actually tackle with two arms. So the Panthers challenged it last night at the NRL judiciary and they were unsuccessful. And it means that he will now get a 2-week ban, despite the fact that the Sharks' Andrew Fifita got 1 week for a much harder hit as well over the weekend. Also, on top of all that, Matt Dufty from the Dragons got no ban, despite smashing someone with his shoulder to save a try, because there's a special exception there. So the fans say there needs to be much more consistency. After all, it's all about protecting the player's health.
All right, Andre, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Andre Leslie.